He just left the Gemara just again. He's left Tana Rabbanan. Dav Chof Tes. He had Tana Rabbanan. Ha-yoichol ba-sukkah. You were eating in the sukkah. V'yordu gishomim. And the rain came down. V'yorad. And you left the sukkah. In the mouth of the sukkah, the Gemara's time was upstairs on the roof. So you went downstairs into the house. The loch is ematrich and oisalalis. You don't have to come up again to the sukkah until you finish your suda. You have a right to finish your meal in the house. What about hoya yosha and tachat sukkah? You were sleeping upstairs in the sukkah. The yorodu geshomim, in the middle of the night it started to rain. The yorod, and you went down. You didn't have to sleep there. Mitztayer, your potter. You came downstairs into your house. The locher is ematrich and oisalalis at sheyor. You don't have to go back up again until at sheyor. So at sheyor means until it becomes light. So Pashto means Omer HaShachar. Until it becomes light, you don't have to go up again. Iboilu, the Sopli is like this. Ad Sheyir doesn't mean until you wake up. Not really until it gets light or until it gets morning, but until you wake up. Like Rashi says, Sheyir means Mishinosoi. Hoyim hike tafilu hoye v'chat yalayla yokim Mishinosoi. V'yala v'yoshem sukkah. Does Ad Sheyir means really until you wake up. Ad Sheyir. As soon as you wake up and it stopped raining, then maybe there's a chiyuv to go back up in the sukkah. Or yad sheyor. No, or else it means until it becomes light. Because even though it stopped raining and you woke up, like it started to rain 1 o'clock, and you went downstairs and you woke up again 4 o'clock, and now it stopped raining, but since it didn't come Omer HaShachar yet, maybe you don't have to go back up. You have a right to stay downstairs until it becomes daytime, until it becomes Omer HaShachar. That's the suffix. Doesn't mean until you wake up, or doesn't mean until it becomes the morning, until it becomes the Omer HaShachar. Toshima, I'll bring you right. Come in here. It says Ad Sheyor, until you wake up, until Ad Sheyor, until it gets light, V'yala Omer HaShachar, and the morning star comes. As a Chura Tarti, what do you mean two things? Ad Sheyor means until it becomes day. So what are you telling me, V'yala Omer HaShachar? That's the same thing. Like, what are you saying the same thing over again? Ele'ema, this is what the Brisa means to say. Ad Sheyor, until you wake up, V'yala Omer HaShachar. In other words, you need two things to make you go up to the sukkah again. You have to wake up, and also it has to be Omer HaShachar, it has to be in the morning. But if you wake up in the middle of the night, then you have a right still to stay sleeping in your house. You don't have to go back up again. Once you had a right, it was raining. You had a right to leave the sukkah to come sleep in your house. You have a right to continue sleeping there up until the Omer HaShachar, until it becomes morning. Rashi learns a little different. Rashi learns Tarti. The Gemara's Kasher is like Hakka Achayor and Vialom and Ashach Rashi's Tarti, but Tamiya. Shnei Dvar Melu Hain Soysim Zezeh. One is going against the other one. Sheyor Mashma Sheheya Loya Mizrach. Mashma comes a little bit light. Though east side of the sky already is light. Viola Omer HaShachar Mashma Kaidim Lachain. Now the Omer HaShachar comes up much earlier. So it's Mashma much an earlier time. So that's the Kasher Tarti. What does it mean Achayor until it gets light? V'yal Omer HaShachar, and the Omer HaShachar, the morning star comes out. The morning star comes out when it's still dark outside. That's the Gemara's Teretz. It doesn't really mean until it gets light, but it means to say two things you need. You have to wake up, and you need the Omer HaShachar. But even if you woke up, Kol Zaman, it's not morning, it's not the Omer HaShachar, it's still the middle of the night, you have a right to still sleep in your house. And the Mishnah says, Moshe Lama Dovadoyma. The Mishnah says, Moshe, let's say it rains on Sukkis, it's a Moshe, the Mishnah says, Le'eved shebo limzoy kaiser rabbi. If a slave comes to give his master pour him a cup of wine, v'shafach le'kitin aponav, and then it gets thrown back on his face. So the question is, who throws it back on whose face? So the Gemara says, Iboilehu, mi shafach le'mi. Who throws back this jar, the glass of water on who? Who does it to who? So Rashi learns, mi shafach le'mi. Does it mean eved le'rabbi? Does it mean that the slave throws it to his master? It's like an example, like the slave is doing work for his master, but not the right type of a work, because he's spilling the glass in front of his master. Maybe cast the same thing now when it rains on Sukkis, the Yadua Shein Yisrael Oivdim Kishura. Now the reason why it's raining now, Hashem doesn't want us to do the mitzvah, because we're not doing the right things. We're not doing the right mitzvahs. So therefore Hashem does not let us do the mitzvah sukkah. That's one way. Maybe it means that the master throws back on the slave a glass of water. That means loimar, as if to tell the slave, same lefone, go away from me. I don't want you. So the same thing here also, if you read Das Geshomim, that what Hashem makes it rain on Sukkot, His Shvichas Kitten, it's like Hashem, the Master, is throwing water back to us. Now, Mikol Mokam, both of these Pshatim really Simen Klolhu. Both of these Pshatim is a Simen Klolhu. Mil Perusha de Masnissimi Boilun. We have a Sophic, what's Pshat now Mishnah? The Mishnah just says, Veshofach Le Kitten Aponov. It's as if the slave brings the Master the glass of wine, and it was thrown back in his face. So the Mishnah doesn't say who throws it to. That's our Sophic. Does it mean Shvichas HaKitten Mahi Yeshiva Sasukkah? Does it mean as if to say like I was sitting in the sukkah, that's no good? Like here, like the slave is like throwing the glass of water. Or you read us Geshomim. No, it means to say the Hashem is throwing the water back at us. That's the Sophic. Who's throwing the water to? For the Mori Boilu, who? Mi Shofach Lemi. Toshima, Tatanya. Learn to the price like this. Shofach Loi Rabboi Kitten Aponov. The marshal is like the master is throwing back the glass in the Eved's face. The Omoloi, the master, is telling the slave, I don't need your service. Don't serve me anymore. So that's like the same marshal Hashem is doing to us. If it rains on Sukkot, some say means the first night of Sukkot, if it rains then as if Hashem is telling us, I don't want your shimush, I don't like the mitzvahs you're doing. Tana Rabbonin, Bizman Shechama Loike. When it comes an eclipse, when the sun is Loike, is simin ra l'chol olam kulay. It's a bad sign for the whole world. Trashi bizman shecham aloike mishum diari hachi b'simoni klala nukad lo. We're talking about something bad happening that it rains on Sukkot. We say about this also. Moshe, what's the example to that Hashem like makes the sun have an eclipse? Is lo madava doimer lemelech bosta v'dom to a king she'osa suda liavodim. He made a big party for all his slaves, all his avodim v'heniach ponas lifneim. And he left a candle, he left a lantern burning there. That's his lantern. He left a lantern, a light burning there. Koyas aleim. Then the king got angry at all the slaves. The Amalei Avdoil Tel Ponas Mifneim. He told his favorite slave there, take away the candle from them. The Yehoshivam Bachoshech, and let them stay in darkness. Send the heroes to Hashem. When we don't act nice, so Hashem like takes away the sun as if to say, stay in darkness. Drashi Yehoshivam Bachoshech, Kach. When the sun has an eclipse, is Einam Ira Kokacha, doesn't shine so much, we don't have that much light at that time. That's a simon as if Hashem has taken away the light from us. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Meir says, Kol Zman Shema'oiros Loikin. Whenever the Moiros, that's the sun or the moon, gets hit, something happens to them, is Simin Ra Lisanaim Shal Yisrael. It's a bad sign to Klal Yisrael. That's what it really means. It means to the people that hate Klal Yisrael, but it means to the Yisraelim. It's bad to Am Yisrael. Mifnei Shemulumodim B'mechusayim. Because they're ruggle and getting hit from them. Trashi Shemulumodim, they're used to B'mechusayim getting hit. Means Kol Mina Peronius Haboyim B'yolam Yesh Lem LeYisrael Lidug. Anytime there's peronia, some pain, something bad has happened to the world, Klal Yisrael has to be afraid. For Leiman say, Loi bo simin zeh l'bishvileinu. The reason why there's punishment now in the world is because of us. Yosim Misharumis, more than the other nations. Mifnei Shehein Regilin Lilkais Yosim Mikulam. Because Klal Yisrael always gets more punishment than other nations. In other words, Hashem takes care of us. When we do things bad, we don't do the mitzvahs, so Hashem wants to put us back on the right track, Hashem gives us punishment. So when a punishment comes to the world, we have to be afraid it's because of us. Moshe's an example, L'Sefer, to the Rebbe. The Shebor L'Beis HaSefer, comes to school, or Ritzua B'yod, he has a strap in his hand. Mid B'midoig, has which one of the students are afraid? Misha Ragalokai, said the bad one, the one that gets hit every day, today, he's afraid today. You see, today the Rebbe came with a new strap, so he knows he's the one that's going to get it, so he's afraid. Here also, Klal Yisrael, the one that always gets hit, so they have to be afraid. But the kid that always gets hit every single day, he's the one that's afraid today when the Rebbe comes in with a big strap. Tana Rabbonin, Bizman Shecham Aleike, the time when the sun gets hit in an eclipse, is Simin Ra Leyovdik Echovim. And here the Morah say now it's a bad sign for the Goyim. Mashenkein Levona, when something happens to the moon, Levona like then Simin Ra Lisanaim Shal Yisrael. Then it's something bad to Klal Yisrael. To the people that hate, but it means Klal Yisrael. Mifnei Shal Yisrael, Moinim Levona. Because Klal Yisrael counts the Chodesh by the Levona. And the Goyim, they count the months by the sun. Loike b'mizvich. Let's say it's in the morning when the sun is still on the mizvich side. Then simin ra liyesh b'mizvich. It's bad for the people living in mizvich. Shrashi loike b'mizvich means baboike keshchama b'mizvich. If the sun has an eclipse in the morning when the sun is still on the east side, it's bad for the people living on the east. B'marv, if the sun has it later in the day when the sun is like setting in the west side, then simin ra liyesh b'marv. It's a bad sign for the people living on the west. The emtzer rekiyah, let's say it happens in the middle of the day, when the sun is straight up, straight above in the middle of the rekiyah, then simin ra l'chol olam kulei. Then it's a bad sign for the whole world. Ponov doimim ladam. Let's say the sun looks like blood, is cherev bol yerlim. That's a sign that there'll be a sword will come. Le sak. Let's say it looks like a sack. Trashi osim minutza shlisa, made out of the hairs of goats, goat hair. You have a sack made out of udaima l'shach. That's daima to the shach to dark. Is chitze rov bol yerlim. That's a simon. Now there'll be chitzim. There'll be arrows of famine, of rov, of hunger will come to the world. There'll be a big hunger in the world. Trashi mashkirim ponim. People will be like black. They won't have what to eat. Lezu. If you have both signs, it's red and it's black, then it's simon both are coming. That there'll be war, there'll be cherev, sword will be coming, and there'll be a famine also. Like born lirlim, lokav iknisosoi. If the sun has its lokav when it first comes out early in the morning, prunyonis shoye lovoi. Okay, because nothing when it goes down. If it happens later in the day by Shkia time, when the sun is setting later, then we say it's a sign that the Peroni is the punishment is going to take its time. It's not coming so fast. Just like the sun is setting at the end of the day, it has a long time. B'itziyosoi, let's say it's hit at the beginning of the day when the sun comes out right away in the morning early, but Meheres Lovoi, that's the sign that the Peroni is going to come fast. It's on its way. Shrashi Lokab Gnisosoi, B'shkiyosoi, B'shkiyo at the end. Peroni Asher Lovoi, Kedero Sheshoya Simel Haris Ad Kloisoyim. The same way the sign first came at the end of the day, that's the simon that the punishment is also going to be here late. Just like it happened early in the morning, that's the sign that the punishment is coming very fast. Change it around just the opposite. Go when the sun is going away. If it happens the end when the sun is going down, that's right, the punishment is coming right away. The sun is going away now, right away the punishment is going to come. Mashenken in the morning is first the coming up of the sun, like it has the whole day to sign yet. That's the sign that the punishment will take its time, won't come so fast. Anytime a nation gets punishment, its gods also get the punishment. Shenema, the Pasuk says, all the Geshkes, all the idols of Mitzrayim, Hashem will also give back punishment too. When Klal Yisrael are doing mitzvahs, they're doing the right things the way Hashem likes it, is a misyor mikolelu. Then they don't have to be afraid of anything. Even though there are bad signs, there's an eclipse, the sun is getting lokad lavona, they don't have to worry. Shenem the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim, El Tilmodu, don't be afraid of the ice of the sign that's going to be in the Shemayim. Ki yechasu ha-goyim mehema oivdei kechavim mehema. That the goyim, they should be afraid. So darshan oivdei kechavim yichatu. They should be afraid. The goyim should be afraid of the ice of the signs that happens in the sky. V'yein Yisrael yechasu. But a Jew doesn't have to be afraid. If the Zman Klaus was doing the Rotsan Hashem, they don't have to be afraid. Tana Rabbonin, v'shvil arba dvorim cham aloika. Four things that happen that causes the sun to get hit. Al av bezdin shemeis v'yei nispa kelocha. The av bezdin is mace, and people don't say a nice hesped. They don't give him a hesped the way he's supposed to. V'al nara amarosa shetzoako v'yer v'yei meshiolo. Somebody's having znus with a nara amarosa lady that just had eris and kedushin in the city, and she screams and nobody comes to help her. For that chet, the sun will get loka. V'yal mishkav zocha, when men have mishkav one with another, for that there'll be this oynish. V'yal shnei yachim shenishpach domim kiyechod. But two brothers are both killed the same time. For these four things, it causes the son to get loika. So Rashi says, the Shvil Dal Dvor, Rashi says, lo shemati tam b'dover. I didn't hear a clear explanation why do these four things cause the sun to be hit. Vayitzu Gemara says, "Uvishvil arba dvarim, because the four things ma'iras leike." The signs like the kachavim, the levana, they'll get hurt. Rashi ma'iras means yorech kachavim, right? The moon and the stars. Al kaisvei plaster. People that write false shtaris. False as Rashi shtaris muziyafos the mikta be omel l'shem daif. They say false shtaris. Documents, they sign it false, they say false things in it, because of that, the Moiris will be like him. The Almida Yedisheka, people that say false Edis. The Almagadle Behemadaka Beret Yisrael, somebody raises a Behemadaka Beret Yisrael, you're not supposed to. Drashi Machriv in Esor, it says Machriv Doritz, Sheinachelum Meshomer Meliroes Pesadach Hebraim. But you can't watch them from pasturing in the other in your fields, friends, so you shouldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's a Simin Ra, the Moiris will be like him. The Alkoitz say Ilonis Tevis, if people cut down good trees, like it's Baal Tashchis, now it's Rashi, Afilu Hein, Shalem, even the tree belongs to you. Shemashchisin, Hein, you're destroying the tree. V'nirin keboyatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like going against Hashem. V'bechosoy, Shemashbiya Toivoy, Hashem is giving you something good, he's giving you a good tree that gives you a good fruit, and you go and cut down the tree, that's not nice. Right, so these four things cause the Moiras, the sun, and the moon, and the stars to get lucky, get hit. For four things bad, that the people, their nechosim, their property, is given over to the king. If they have a shtar, they have a document, and you collected the money, you have a document, somebody owes you money, and you collected it already, but you still hold on to the shtar. In other words, you want to use it again, you want to collect a second time, so because of that chet, they'll take away your nechosim. V'yamalavim rivis. People that lend money to one another and charge interest, take interest back, for that also you lose your nechosim. If you know your friends are doing something wrong, they're doing averus, and you have the power to stop him, especially the balabatim, Rashi says. The balabatim are the people that have the money, so the people listen to them. So if they would tell the other people, stop doing averus, people would listen to the rich people. So if they don't tell the people to stop, they'll get an einish. Rashi, shabale batim halolu, limchais biyadoivi averus. If they have the possibility to stop the people from doing averus, she bidoirum, she divreihem nishmoim, because what they say people will listen to, machmas oishron, because they're rich, viyavriyas yireyim, and people are afraid of a rich person, v'leimichoy, and these rich people don't say back, they don't talk back and say you're doing things wrong, for that they'll get an einish. People make big pledges, big sums of money. I'll give barabim and yul shul. The bigger the more the crowd, the more they say they'll give, and it ends up they don't give. So that's a terrible thing. Omer Rav, b'shvil arba dvorim nichse balibatim yoytzim letmuyin. For four things, the balibatim, the rich people, are going to lose their property. Letmuyin will go down the drain like trashin shenitmatim. It'll be destroyed. The kolim elay will be destroyed by itself. Al kleip sheis chasocher. You hold back. You don't pay back the wages of the people that work for you. You have somebody that works for you. You don't pay up his wages. V'al oishkeis chasocher. Also, you steal it all together. Shrashi legamri geizel scharli. The first case is I'll pay you tomorrow. Next week you push him off. Now, if you steal the money, oishkei means you don't pay him at all. The people that work for you. V'al sheporkin oil miyatzav reim. They take off the oil. They don't do any work by themselves. They tell the other people to do the work. They don't do the work they're supposed to do. People that act gasta ruach, I've got big shots. Because of that, they'll lose the nechosim. Shrash v'gasta saruach, shem izgoyim, o mishtarim alachayim b'shvil oishrim. That they act like big and want to rule over the other people because they're so rich, it's going to end up that they'll lose all the property. V'gasta yaruach k'neged kulam. The worst thing is gasta ruach, that's k'neged all of them. Avo v'yanovim, mashen, the people that are humble, see if the Pasuk says, V'yanovim yirshuorot, the humble people, they'll yash and they'll inherit the land. V'hisangu al-roiv sholem, and they'll have tremendous inug, they'll have tremendous pleasure, and they'll have sholem boritz. It's the best midas that, the midas of anova, of a humble. Yehadjun alecha yoshin. Mishnah says, Lulav ha-gozel, if you have a lulav that you stole the lulav, so you can't use it on Sukkot. For Hayovish, or else you have a lulav that's dried up, a lulav Hayovish, is possible. You can't use this for Sukkot. So Rashi says, lulav ha-gozel, lulav means kaf shel tamar. That's the branch of a palm tree. For hodar toni, Then the pasuk says, "Hadas v'arova b'apanashayu." Hey, later the Mishnah will talk about the hadasim and the arovas by itself. So far, we're talking about a lulav, though. Gozel Rashi posel. The reason why, if you stole somebody else's lulav, you can't do the kind of the mitzvah, because the pasuk says, "Olakachtem lochem ksiv mishelachem." You have to take the lulav and ask to belong to you. If you stole it, it doesn't belong to you. You can't do the kind of the mitzvah. Yovish, what's wrong with the lulav? Is the dried out lulav? So Rashi the binen mitzvah muhuderis. You have to have a hiddur, a nice mitzvah. The pasuk says v'yan veyu. Interesting. Rashi doesn't even bring down the pasuk that says priyets hoder. Other rishonim learned that the special mitzvah by the dalad minim, it says by the esrog, an esrog has to be priyets hoder. It has to be a nice fruit. And we learn it out to all the dalad minim. There's a mitzvah of hoder. It has to be nice. And yovish is not called nice. That's why it's pasuk mitaraisa. Rashi is a chiddush. Rashi says not the special pasuk from Hodr here, but rather the pasuk all over. Zekeli v'yanveyu vidashin his noel lofana b'mitzvahs. When you do any mitzvah, you're supposed to do it v'yanveyu nicely. A tzitzis, buy a nice pair of tzitzis. Tefillin, buy a nice pair of tefillin. Mezuzahs, buy a nice mezuzah. Teklal on all mitzvahs, zekeli v'yanveyu, make Hashem nice. How do we do it? By making nice mitzvahs. So interesting, that's Rashi brings down the pasuk. Oh, we'll see more later. We'll see more in the Gemara. How do we know exactly Yovish is possible? The Tais also like that. Tais and Tap Tais. The first big Gemara Mishum, the Yiskish Lulav Liesser. That's why we say Lulav is possible if it's dried out. The Yiskish Bei Hodr. Because by Esra, the Pesach says, creates Hodr. And we learn that Lulav from Esra. The like of Moshe Peres, the Kuntish Mishum, the Siv, Zek Hele Vian Veyu. The Yain Vian Veyu, the Elok HaTechila. The Lai Mitzvah Bochi, the Mokha Perakama. We have the Yami Rabbonin, Lulav Mitzvah Liyagdoi, Mishum Shinema, Zek Hele Vian Veyu. Liyagdo Kosher. That's what we learn now from Zek Hele Vian Veyu. That's a nice thing to do. It's nice to do nice mitzvahs. But let's say you don't have a nice mitzvah. You buy an ugly tzitzis, you buy an ugly trillin, you're still making the mitzvah. That's not a psul. And here the Mishnah says if you have a lulav that's dried out, it's posul. So he says it's not like Rashi's posul from Zek Hele Vian Veyu, but rather because we learn now from Priyei Tzodur. Even though it says it by Esrig, we learn out all the Dalad Minim Lulav and the other Dalad Minim we'll see later from Esrig. That Yavah, or at least Val will be by Lulav. Learn out Lulav from Esrig, that Lulav, how Yavah is possible, it's not called Hodr. That's why it's possible in the Raisin. Rashi also have to say Cain's it. Rashi realizes, I mean, right. Yeah. Shel Asherah. Let's say you have a Lulav that was grown out of a palm tree that was an Avodah Zarah. The Goyim worship it. L'shem avodah zara. Shrashi ilon sha'ivdin oisei avodah zara. A tree that the goyim worship it made it into their avodah zara. The Gemara first time the model explained what's wrong with this tree. Why can't you use the branches this lulav even though it came from a tree that shel ashera? V'shel ir hanidachas. Who then if you have the city that robe of the city worshipped avodah zara? So Allah is we have to wipe out, kill out those city and burn those city. Everything in the city is asav hanor. So a palm tree in that city, the leaves, you can't use the lulav, it's possible. Possible. Shrashi shall ir hanidachas, mishum to l'sreifa koi. Because the mitzvah there is, if robe of the city worship the Avodah Zarah, we have to burn down the whole city. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, we have called shalala tikpoits, that all the shalala have to gather together anything it's in, all the booty in the city, and burn it. The lulav bo yishir dalat fochim. Kila kamon. We'll soon see a lulav has to be dalat fochim long. Now, v'chivon d'haylus reif koi, since this lulav that's grown in this city, dear Anadachis, the mitzvah now is to burn it. The klal is and shiurai kai in the kasar of dami. We don't consider this lulav to have a shiur right now, even though you didn't burn it yet. But that's the klal of koloi mitlisa of kasar of dami. Anything that there's a mitzvah to go and burn it, it's considered like it's burned up right now. Nageit if you need a shiur. So here that the lulav mitchila has a mitzvah, it has to be at least dalat fachim high. So if it comes from the ir Anadachis, that there's a mitzvah to burn it, even before you burn it, it's not considered like it's a chosher v'lulav, it doesn't have a cheer. So that's why it's possible. What about niktam roishoy? The top of the lulav got chopped off. Niktam was cut off a little bit on top. Trashi niktam roishoy posol tloy heavy hoder. Also, it's not called hoder. Again, we learn out the place the posh learns, we hold like it says priates hoder. We learn out lulav also needs hoder. So if it's cut on top, at the top of the lulav, the top leaves are cut, that's posol. Niktam roishoy. What about nifritzu olav? Its branches spread out is also possible. So it's a big machlokes in the Gemara exactly what does nifritzu mean. Rashi says nifritzu olav mishedra, that the leaves came apart from its backbone like. V'yein emechubar. Rashi is learning it's not even attached anymore. Like you pulled out all the leaves of the lulav, it's not attached anymore to the backbone. Eli they are good. You have to tie it together now. Ki chuf yeshakur nefilav hodru. Such a thing like that is not called hodru. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly how much nifritzu means. Nifritzu olav. Let's say the leaves are still attached. Just they like grew out. They started to grow out. They started to separate a little bit. Then it's still kosher. Shrashi nifritzu olav mechubaron hein. The leaves of the lulav are still attached. The shed was still attached to the backbone. El shelamalo on top hein nifrodim. Lakan, like when it starts to grow, it starts to open up the leaves. So leaves are opening up right now. Kiyantra ilo, now it looks like a branch of a tree. Still it's kosher. This also we'll see in the Gemara. Providing the top two leaves are still together. We have Yehudu and Rav Yehuda says, Yagdenu malamala. You have to know tie it together on top. Trashi in nifrudu olav. If the branches spread apart, Yagdon, you have to tie it together. She oilin ima shedra kishalulavim. They always have to look as if they're closed. See, if the branches start to open up, you have to tie it together on top, that it should look like it's one piece, like our lulavs. Vaitetzinei har habarzel. That's a type of a palm tree that grows in har habarzel. Shrashim meforish b'gemara tzinei dekolim. I mean, these are type of palm trees that grows on har habarzel. It's kasheris. You should rashi lulavim shalhem. The lulav that comes off these trees are kosher. Even though the branches are very, very small, the lulav is a very small lulav that comes off from here. The leaves does not come up to even the top of the backbone. In other words, the top of the lulav is like without leaves. Still, it's kosher. That's Sinei Harabarzel, Ksheris. Lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tfachim. Kedela naneya boi is kosher. If you have a lulav that has three tfachim height that you could shake, in other words, you have to have another tefach that you can hold on to it. So really, if it's four tefachim tall, that one tefach you can grab a hold of it, and then three tefachim up you could use for shaking, that's the smallest size of a lulav, that's still kosher. So drashi kadei lananeya boy, to shake with it. Forash b'gemara, shloisha tefachim tayashedra. The backbone itself has to be three tefachim tall. Kineged orkoi shel hadas. That's how long the hadas has to be. For tefach yoyser, the lulav has to at least be one tefach longer than the hadasim. In order to shake it, to be in the nana, you have to be able to shake the lulav. Come on, malo moirid moiluch maybe laaster ruchas royis with a lulav royim. See in the Gemara later how you make the dalad, how you shake your lulav up, down, all around, and it's there to stop the bad winds and to stop the bad kolam, the bad dew that comes down. So kids, the lulav has to be at least four tefachim tall. There has to be one tefach to hold onto it, and then three more tefachim in order to have place to shake the lulav.